Hello and welcome to episode 22 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about collagenous sprue, osteoporosis, a Catholic sacrifice to maintain both health and religion, a few words about soy, and how to make fabulous, crusty French bread. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the Podcast Edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2009, use the word podcast in all small letters and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the word podcast in all small letters. This does not count for shipping or taxes. Limit one per customer. Offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. Collagenous sprue. Collagenous sprue is an often fatal disease that is notoriously unresponsive to a gluten-free diet. The origins of this condition are poorly understood. The sprue is identified by a buildup of collagen on the small bowel, which causes deadly food malabsorption. A team of researchers recently discovered that the condition does not always have to end up so badly. Most of their study subjects with collagenous sprue also had celiac disease. Although many patients required immune therapy for their symptom control, a few got healthier on the gluten-free diet alone. Among the records these physicians analyzed, including the test subjects they treated, surprisingly, collagenous sprue patients had relatively good clinical outcomes. Osteoporosis and celiac. Clinicians recently treated a case of severe osteoporosis in a man with celiac disease, whose condition did not get better with a gluten-free diet. They found his condition due to high bone turnover, which was the result of specific autoimmune antibodies, perhaps due to his celiac disease, that were suppressing his osteoprotegerin levels and thus stopping his bones from maintaining a healthy bone mass. Similar autoantibodies have been detected in other celiac patients, but the relationship between this kind of autoantibody in the bones and celiac autoantibodies in the gut has yet to be determined. Bone is a living tissue which constantly renews itself through a process of formation and resorption known as bone turnover. Most processes in the body slow down as we age, but bone turnover tends to speed up and tips the balance in favor of bone resorption, resulting in overall bone loss. Recombinant human osteoprotegerin specifically acts on bone, increasing bone mineral density and bone volume. When the doctors discovered their patient was not progressing with a gluten-free diet alone, they successfully reversed his condition with an experimental bisphosphonate treatment currently used in clinical studies for hindrance of bone resorption. And now some popular topics from celiac.com. A gluten-free Catholic. The following story is from a personal account in a celiac.com original article. One of my favorite church songs was Gift of Finest Wheat. The lines are, "You satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat, and come give to us, O saving Lord, the bread of life to eat." So what happens when a practicing Catholic learns that the communion host, the body of Christ, the pinnacle of Mass, is making them sick, according to Canon 935 of the 1983 Canon Law? Bread for communion must be made of wheat alone, and no substitutes which would invalidate the sacrament. In short, the Catholic Church forbids use of communion hosts not made of wheat. However, a Catholic may continue to receive communion through the blood or wine alone, without the host. It's also advised that a parishioner speak with their priest to see if a separate chalice is available to avoid cross-contamination, as some people still dip the host into the wine during the sacrament. A few words about soy. There are a few people who may experience flu, chronic fatigue, or fuzzy-headed symptoms from exposure to soy. And there are some people who decline to eat it, often without ever having tasted it. But most people eat soy without any awareness of having done so. For most people, a modest soy intake provides a valuable addition to the diet without any side effects. Many people who experience difficulties with gluten, dairy, peanut, and egg proteins seem to tolerate soy, especially if introduced gradually. Soy and other legumes contain natural oligosaccharides, or complex sugars, which human beings lack the enzymes to digest. Sometimes, these sugars can ferment in the gut rather than digest, producing gas, flatulence, stomach pains, bloating, diarrhea, and sometimes acute discomfort, especially if the fermentation process occurs in the more restricted areas of the upper digestive tract. There is evidence that sugar malabsorption can even lead to depression and interfere with the menstrual cycle in young women. There's also some conjecture in the medical community over how fructose fermentation in the gut might disrupt nerve signals to the brain. Although soy contains a small amount of fructose, there is not enough to become an issue. The fructose in staples like onions and garlic is of far more concern. In the end, despite all the negatives, whole bean soy foods, eaten sparingly, have an important place in a well-balanced diet. Sometimes, or maybe just in the case for soy products, a modest level of exposure is healthier than total exclusion. Crusty French bread. This recipe has all the important tips you'll need to know how to make that fabulous, tender, but crusty French baguette you remember from when you ate wheat. As always, you can find the exact measurements on our website. First, prepare an area in your kitchen to let your bread rise. A good option is to place the dough in a preheated 200-degree Fahrenheit oven after it's been turned off. In a small bowl, mix a teaspoon of sugar, a packet of rapid rise yeast, and some very warm water, and set aside to proof for 5 minutes. If after 5 minutes the yeast is not bubbling, throw it out and start again with fresh yeast. In a large mixing bowl, whisk together some gluten-free flour and salt. With the beater blade on or dough hook on your mixer, slowly work in the yeast mixture with flour and salt. Once fully integrated, beat an additional 2 minutes until on medium-high. The dough will be very wet at this point. Now, scoop the dough into a gallon-sized zip-top bag with 1 inch cut from the bottom corner of the bag. Squeeze the bag then to remove the air and squeeze the dough through the cut hole to form one long loaf in your prepared baguette pan. Gently brush the loaf with milk or mixed egg wash. Cover with a sheet of waxed paper sprayed with cooking spray and set it in your warmed oven or other proofing place for another 20 minutes. Meanwhile, preheat your oven to 410 degrees Fahrenheit and place a baking pan with water into the oven. Leave this pan in the oven during the baking process as well. The humidity created will help the bread to form an extra crunchy crust. Once risen, uncover the baguette and make 3 or 4 diagonal cuts into the dough with a serrated knife, cutting approximately 1/4 inch deep. If you have a clean spray bottle, fill it with water and spritz the bread with water before baking. Bake for 20 minutes and brush the top of the bread with milk or egg wash again. Then bake for 20 minutes more, or until a toothpick inserted into the bread comes out clean and the internal temperature is 205 to 210 degrees Fahrenheit. Remove from the pan, cool on a wire rack until ready to serve. And that's all for this episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. From all of us at Celiac.com to all of you who help make this site as important as it is, have a wonderful and safe holiday.